Classical music meets Halloween and the paranormal tonight when Christoph Eschenbach conducts the National Symphony Orchestra playing the Schumann Violin Concerto. It's a work that was buried for nearly a century and recovered, as the story goes, by a message from beyond. NPR's Nina Totenberg, from her occasional musical perch, has the story.
In the summer of 1853, the young violinist Joseph Joachim asked his friend Robert Schumann to write a violin concerto for him. Schumann, though suffering from depression, went into a frenzy of activity, completing the concerto fully scored within 13 days. Within months, however, the composer attempted suicide and was confined to an asylum until his death 2 years later, at the age of 46. Neither Joachim nor Schumann's wife Clara, nor their young friend Johannes Brahms, thought the piece good enough. According to Christoph Eschenbach, music director of the National Symphony Orchestra, Clara, a famous pianist, used her influence with the 22-year-old Joachim and the 20-year-old Brahms to bury the violin concerto.
Brahms was easily convinced that she was right. And there's also the story of a love affair between Clara and the young Brahms.
The end result of all these machinations was that Robert Schumann's violin concerto was not performed or published, and it wound up in the Prussian State Library in Berlin, with the proviso that it not be performed for 100 years after his death. Fast forward 80 years, all the players in this drama are long dead. But a grandniece of the violinist for whom the concerto was written has an interest in the occult. Her name was Jelly Duranyi. She, too, is a violinist. And at a seance, she receives word from the beyond urging her to find and perform an unpublished work for the violin. Who, she is said to have asked, is the composer of this work? At that, the dial on the Ouija board is said to have pointed to the letters spelling out the name Robert Schumann. Maestro Eschenbach treats all this with a grain of salt, but the fact is Jelly Duranyi somehow tracked down the concerto in the Prussian State Library.
She wanted to play it, but then Berlin said, no, 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 no.
The year was 1933, and Hitler's Germany wanted a German to play the debut performance. The honor went to George Kuhlenkampf.
He was, unfortunately, not so good violinist also, but a terribly good Nazi.
Jelly subsequently played the British debut, but only recently has the concerto been played more and more. Conductor Eschenbach's eyes sparkle when he talks about the piece, calling it visionary.
The first movement is very dramatic. And all of a sudden, it is like time stands still. And solo instruments from the orchestra talk, so to say, with the solo violin.
The second movement, as Eschenbach observes, is heart-wrenching.
When you listen to this, just this very simple theme, it's so from deep down and so heartbreaking, actually.
Schumann would write variations of this theme which, like the violin concerto, were suppressed until the 1930s. They are now known as the Ghost Variations. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.